Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. What's a common thing people say that makes no sense? 713-572-4610. So somebody on social media asked this question. Now, I think we went through this a few times before, but a lot of people start rattling off random sayings and quotes that just makes no sense. Hey, how you doing?
We're in the zoo today.
Yeah, man. hey, salute to the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. Yeah.
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
But
smile and wave, baby. Smile and wave.
Yeah. But so people start naming some random quotes that we all use in the day-to-day life. And I'm gonna go down this list. I wanna see if this actually makes sense. So the first one on the list was, "I'm sweating like a pig."
I never understood that
yeah,
one.
People say pigs don't sweat.
Yeah. I don't think it makes much sense. Like, at all.
And the more I was thinking about it, I'm like, are they talking about, like, how we kind of consider ourselves pigs? Like, when we eat too much?
Maybe.
Or somebody fat?
You think you feel like you're fat and ugly.
Sweating like a pig?
I get how you get there. I guess I've just never taken the time to think about that one, which makes sense, or doesn't make sense, because there's other ones that I really pour over. Mm-hmm. But that one, I just took it at face value. Sweating like a pig. All right, cool.
Yeah.
What about healthy as a horse?
Yeah, a lot of horses aren't healthy.
Yeah, then they go to the roof factory.
Have you driven by on these roads? They're not all thoroughbreds out there. I think it's just like the stature. Like, it has to do with, like, the stature of horses, kind of majestic. So people think, oh, I'm as healthy as a horse.
Yeah, what about this one? I slept like a baby.
I don't mind that.
Them babies be waking up annoying the hell out of them.
They are awful sleepers,
but,
man.
Yeah, see, once they get past about 6 or 8 months, they'll sleep for 10 hours, 11 hours.
God, that's the life.
I mean, I don't mind that one at all.
Now, I think that one is probably because, like, babies have no real stress in life.
And they look so innocent and sweet.
Yeah, they could just sleep. Yeah, not thinking about anything.
Like my middle son's granddaughter, my second granddaughter.
Your favorite son, right?
Whatever.
I'm just asking for clarification. Why are you mad at me?
She'll go to sleep at 7 and wake up at 8 the next morning.
Who's your favorite grandkid?
It's kind of the same.
Natalie.
Thing. It depends on what.
He Natalie. Got a whole different phone for Natalie.
Yeah, that, he only talk is. About Natalie on the show. He don't talk about nobody else. Natalie and BG. What about this one? Unthaw or de-thaw?
Doesn't make any sense.
Wait.
Defrost.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Not de-thaw.
I got to unthaw
the car. It took me a second
car.
To realize yeah. what you were saying. Yeah, yeah. No, that's fine.
I say that a lot.
Because if you de-thaw, you're actually freezing it.
In theory.
I got to unthaw the car.
No. No. You don't can, say
I'm,
that.
I'm guilty of that, man. I don't know. Y'all know what I mean.
Exactly. That's the point. I understand what you're Someone on the a few people on the text line, have your cake and eat it too. I feel like it's an antiquated kind of concept.
Doesn't that go back way back to the Marie Antoinette stuff about let them eat cake and all that?
I don't know if it specifically ties to Marie Antoinette, but I think it's just the idea of once you
like about me sensitive hell your ass.
That's right. I don't even know how that ties in, but absolutely. Yeah. Well, I guess that's probably one is calling people sensitive because it's like we're never going to get to the end of this. That's I feel like that's how every conversation of you're sensitive goes.
Yeah.
But I think the idea it's just because using the word have there does not make like it's not clear enough. I think have isn't like keep your cake, but then also eat it. But it's like, I have it and I eat it. Yes. That is doing both of them. It does not make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about 6 a.m. in the morning?
Oh, no. Oh, not. No.
Who cares?
No. God, I hate that.
Who cares?
I care.
The show starts 6 a.m. in the morning,
I
guys.
I hate that.
Pain and Pendergast.
Even in text, and y'all know this.
Redundancy gets you, huh?
The
ATM
gosh.
Machine? I'm going to hit the ATM machine right quick.
Yeah. Hey, that one's fine.
Redundancy
though,
is pushing my buttons. Absolutely.
What about this? This one kind of been making the rounds a lot because of a viral post, but saying someone did a 360 when they changed.
Yeah, that's incorrect. That means you're still doing the same thing.
Like, well, look at his life. He did a 360 with his life.
I was doing bad with my life, and I'm still doing right back bad again.
Yeah, maybe they mean it. Like, yeah, I did a 360. I'm still right here. It's 180, people.
Yeah, what about this one?
Math has never been our strong suit as a country, though. Well, maybe not never, but definitely now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about this one, though? This one might be a little picky, but when people say lions are king of the jungle.
That one annoys me.
Does it really?
And yes. Lions don't live in the jungle.
Well, yeah.
And even if they were in the jungle, they not the apex predators in that mug.
Yeah. I think it's just that one's more.
I ain't
just
watching Lion King with you, man. Simba was out there in them jungles, man.
He went in no jungles. Oh, well, yeah, when he went hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, he was out there in them jungles, man. He was the king of the jungle then. Mm-hmm. What about this one? We went through this one irregardless.
Yeah, I don't even need to say anything, do I?
Yeah.
That is the word means something now.
Yeah.
What about for all intents and purposes?
Ah, yes. For all people say that intensive purposes because they don't know it, all intents and purposes.
Yeah. God. You are really pushing my buttons.
That's
today.
Right. I love this. This is a great segment. Because some of these things annoy me, but mildly. And I appreciate that they annoy him a lot more. But this 3-4-6 one, this does annoy me, especially. I think this happens a lot in churches. And maybe, just correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it's just a church that I've been to. When people say on today instead of just saying today.
Oh, man. I'm so
happy to have you here on today.
I thought that was a Houston thing because I started hearing it when I moved to Houston.
Okay.
Where a lot of people in church, you really hear it in church.
See?
On today?
Yes.
I'm like, why don't you just say today?
I don't know.
Noon o'clock hour.
Okay, well, all right. Okay.
Noon o'clock hour.
To be fair, that was you know, beaten into my head by somebody else. So that's somebody else's fault.
That'll make it right.
Fair enough.
You know what? Not on the list that just occurred to me is when people, and this is accurate. This is an actual word, but for some reason it still bothers me. I was conversating.
Oh, yeah. No,
conversing.
It's conversing or talking.
Conversating is actually legit.
But it just sounds awful.
Yeah, we used to get trouble in school whenever I'm conversating. That's not a word.
No, like it actually is. It's something that you can say, but it just sounds horrible.
Yeah, last one, happy as a clam. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Clams are happy, man.
Are
they? Happy people.
Did we do a survey?
How do you know?
I don't know.
They're not people. I can never tell they happy.
Yeah.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a rapper by the name of Dank DeMoss from Detroit, Michigan.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and she is suing Lyft because her driver refused to let her in the car because of her weight. We going to go to Fox. I want to say this is Fox 2 in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story on that situation.
She was just trying to get to a Detroit Lions watch party this month when her Lyft rolled up.
As I'm walking, I see him like making faces or whatever. I'm like, oh man.
She already knew.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me.
He told her there's not enough room in his car.
The kicker part was when he started to talk about his tires. You know, I feel like that was a slap in the face. That was like my tires, you know, like.
The driver said his tires could not handle her weight.
So every big person, you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
No, I don't never have to order Uber XL.
He apologized, canceled the ride, and left her there. The rapper says she's pretty tough. Dank DeMoss, as she's known at the mic, is crushed by the whole situation.
I just want them to know, like, it really hurt my feelings.
It looks like Lyft might be hurting pretty soon, too. Her attorneys, John Marco and Zach Runyon, say weight is a protected characteristic in Michigan by law. The lawsuit is filed. Since she posted the encounter on social media, other full-figured folks have reached out saying the same thing happened to them.
So the one thing I didn't mention before I played this clip.
What did she go, about 250?
Times two.
Wow.
I want to say she's almost at 500 pounds.
Wow.
I think she at like 489, according to the article.
That's a lot.
The Lyft driver said, nah, my tires.
I love that he was just in a place where he was like, I don't have a great way of saying this, but he was just grasping for anything. Mm-hmm. I think the tires can't handle it. Something like that. You just can't get in. You can't get in here.
Look, we all know we have to be sensitive. We all know there's medical reasons people gain weight. We all that. I think there's an actual, you know, realistic way that you can just say you're too big. You're too big because cars have towing capacities. I'm not being.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
No, they actually do. Like, you have to have a truck to pull a boat. You have to have, you know, a 2,500 or 3,500 to pull a big trailer.
Have you put a boat on the back of a small car?
Exactly. Or a Corolla? I'm being dead serious. I would have just said, look, that's too much weight for the car. It's too much weight. Forget the tires and all that. Like, this car is not rated to tow, you know, 500 pounds.
The one thing I would say is, with a car, can you put 250 people in the back? Because I feel like if you put 500 person, you should be able to. And I feel like this, ultimately, it's tough for the driver themselves, but this now falls on Lyft as a company. Because it feels like this is a situation that they did not account for, that they have now, in a way, put onto the contractors that are driving, when really it should be a designation that if, you know, mm-hmm. for, you know, unless you up to a certain weight, you probably need to go ahead and get Uber XL, and we put that into the writing on.
How about just a simple, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, but like a restaurant does.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought about is when people take flights, if they're a little bigger, not even 500 pounds, you could be just a little wide.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make you buy an extra ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my big thing is there's just got to be communication ahead of time. And I do feel for like all the parties involved on the ground level, because that's not a fun conversation to have on either way.
Yeah.
And I think that they're both operating from a place of sincerity. That's the big thing is I don't think anybody was operating from a place.
He wasn't
of
rude.
He wasn't hating on, you know, fat people, big people, whatever, you know, it was just like, nah, I can't. I get it.
Yeah.
I get
he was trying to be nice. He said, sorry, but I got to go. Mm-hmm. But I think, man, I'm curious to see how this going to go around in court. Because, unless Lyft got to put a policy out there saying it's a weight limit, which you don't see nobody going around with a weight limit just to get in the car.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And somebody said, a 500-pound rap celebrity, are you serious?
Yes. Hey, check her video out.
I'd rather not.
Why?
That's a lot.
Dank DeMoss.
That's a lot.
Hey, check YouTuber.
Hey, we got big rappers out here. Big ass the plug. And I don't think he know 500 pounds, but hey, man, we got some big rappers out here. You heard of Christopher Wallace, haven't you?
Yeah.
Biggie.
Big L, Big Pun. That's a whole big rapper industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I don't know that we solved anything there, but it was interesting to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, Figgy. It's the mixtape. You hear it every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, get him at Figgy Fig. At the Figgy Fig.
Yeah, at the Figgy Fig. Hit me up.
Hit him up. Let him know that you like the mixtape. Or if you see something that you think would be good for the mixtape, hit him up at the Figgy Fig on social media. All right. You're in the Loop. And coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Sho. We'll do that next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.